This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us, and of course, bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, but for those of you just tuning in, we've talked about everything from a spammer facing decades in prison in the United States for sending
spam.
That's Money Python, right?
Yes.
Sending a million spam emails over a few years. Also, the crazy college protests that have turned violent, specifically out in Berkeley most recently. Liberals and conservatives, what does it even mean? What do those words really mean? And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Now, finding a definition for the word liberal is a little more difficult because
really?
It's one of those words where they define it with itself.
Okay, go ahead then. Let's hear that.
A person of liberal views or someone advocating liberalism.
Yeah, that's a cop-out. So then go look up liberalism.
Liberalism, and you really have to look at the third definition here because the first one talks about liberalism within religion. The second definition is specifically only about markets. Let me read that definition. A theory in economics emphasizing individual freedom from restraint and usually based on free competition, the self-regulating market, and the gold standard. That sounds more like libertarianism, not liberalism.
Well, people have currently used.
Classical liberalism is libertarianism.
Yeah, people have said that that you know, originally libertarianism was called liberalism back in the day, like way back.
Right. That's what I said. You know, that sounds more like
And people have posted some disclaimers on posts that lead me to believe that that's still the way Europe uses it.
It is. It is. By and large. The third definition, a political philosophy based on belief in progress, the essential goodness of the human race, and the autonomy of the individual.
Oh, and that's funny.
Standing for the protection of political and civil liberties, specifically such a philosophy that considers government as a crucial instrument for amelioration of social inequities.
That's funny because it said that that the liberal in that definition believes in the inherent goodness of the human race, but I see the opposite to be the case because that's why they want to use government to force wealth redistribution because they believe that humans won't do the right thing if given the freedom to choose. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE. Also, you can call Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. We'll approve it, and it'll be good to go to call us from that point.
So a bit of irony there of humans are evil, so therefore we need a government made up of humans to make sure that humans do good things,
though
humans are evil.
Let's talk to Richard. He's listening to KVKW in Washington near Aberdeen. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes. I'm for free speech. But not for open borders.
Oh no!
Open borders. We got all kinds of people coming into this country.
So you're for a police state, is what you're saying?
Yeah. You know what? A police state is a bunch of BS.
No.
I fought for this country. Believe me, and I still believe in the Second Amendment too. I think everybody should have a gun because the bad guys are definitely going to have them.
Yeah, I agree with you that everybody should have a gun who wants to have a gun. But so are you saying you want to have closed borders, but you don't want to have a police state? I just want to make sure I understand.
No, listen to me. I've got grandparents on my father's side who came from Canada. My grandfather was a doctor in Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, for number of years. Then he was also a Democrat mayor for 9 years. My grandparents on my mother's side came from Russia, even though they were German. But they came through legally. That's what needs to happen. You come into this country. We turned people down before because they were sick. They were, I don't know, called bad people. I mean, look what happened during Cuba. They sent when Castro sent all.
Yeah, a lot of good Cubans came here. A lot of folks.
Oh, I understand that. Believe me. But
wanted to escape
a lot of
tyranny.
Bad ones that came here too. What are we doing?
Well, I don't know about you, but the fear doesn't work. You know, fear mongering doesn't work for me. I'm not really worried about the bad ones because, to me, the bad ones are the ones who are running the government and who are oppressing people right here in the United States.
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't. This country has, on both sides, Republican and Democrat, have been screwing us citizens for years.
Well, what makes you think they're going to do this right?
I'm 70 years old.
Well, then hold on a second, Richard. If you've been around for 70 years and you realize that the government is screwing you, which I agree with, whether it's Republicans or Democrats.
They've been screwing us for years.
Well, then what makes you think, hold on, okay, good, I'm with you there, but what makes you think they're going to get this right, the idea of keeping people out? This is the government. They screw up everything they touch. You think they're going to get it right now?
I think it's going to change.
Why?
Because at least Trump's doing something about it.
What, building a wall? Making us more like East Germany?
Other than putting on shows, what is he doing about it?
He's putting on a show, and it's going to wind up, you know, just causing more people that want to enter the U.S. from Central and South America to take boats here instead of trying to, you know, climb over or under or through a wall.
The other thing is we have El Chapo over here. What the hell are we doing? The best thing to do with that son of a bitch is execute him, and that way, just like...
And he already got extradited, so he's not still in the U.S.
Wait, he was what? They caught him in the U.S. and they extradited him to Mexico?
Yeah.
No, they ship him over here from Mexico.
Yeah,
you
thought it was the reverse. I think Richard's right about that, Daryl.
I remember seeing El Chapo extradited in a headline.
Wait, they might have sent him back and forth, but they did send him.
He kept getting out of Mexican prison.
Okay, here's what I want to focus on briefly with you, Richard, because I don't think you really have answered my question. You say that you want to have these restrictions, you want people to do immigration legally, so on and so forth, but ultimately, if they don't, you want to have some way of stopping them from coming here, which to me is you saying that you want to have a police state. Now, you may not think about it like that, but that's what you're saying.
How can it be a police state?
If they come into your business, let's say you run a business, and they come in and they hold you at gunpoint.
Believe me, I'm a taxidermist.
Let's say they come in and they hold you at gunpoint. Let's say you have employees. You probably don't since you're a taxidermist. You probably do everything yourself. But let's say you had employees. They come in and hold you and your employees at gunpoint as they rustle through your files to try to determine whether or not everybody's...
As they're known to do, by the way.
Yeah, they've done this. They try to determine whether or not the employees are there legally. Would that make you feel like you're in a police state, or would you be thanking those cops as they held you at gunpoint?
Well, the real thing is, the Fish and Wildlife in any state can walk in to a taxidermist as long as he has a license and everything. They can go through your freezers. They don't even need a warrant.
And how does that make you feel?
Hey, if I want to do taxidermy, I have to pay the price. I have to buy their license.
Have you ever been driving down the road and you have to go through some checkpoint where they start asking you questions about are you here in the country illegally? How's that make you feel?
I've never had them do that.
What if you did? What if you had to do that every day?
Isn't he in Washington State this time?
Right, but it's near a border.
Yeah, it can happen. They have them near the northern border as well. But look, let's just say they put up checkpoints and you got to go through one every day to get to your shop. How would you feel about that?
I don't like that, no.
Yeah.
I understand that part.
Good. Okay, I'm glad that we can agree about that much.
There are laws out there to where places in Wyoming and Montana, and they had them even here in Washington State, where if you were a hunter, you had to stop because there was a disease out there they didn't want coming into this country from other states.
Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Okay. Appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And El Chapo was extradited to the United States from Mexico.
Right. So toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Do you think El Chapo is going to get a harsher sentence than Ross Ulbricht?
Probably not.
The mastermind behind the Silk Road?
Well, no, he's probably going to get like 1,000-year four-digit sentence.
All right, well, we'll continue here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Live Saturday show continues.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have 3 dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chop. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thinking about starting up a website? Well, we've got a great deal for you. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you can save 50% off of hosting over at HostGator. HostGator.com/FTL is where you go to get 50% off their regular prices. It's one of the top hosting companies out there. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They've also got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and get that 50% off of their regular prices because you listen to Free Talk Live. HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue with you in the studio tonight on this live Saturday show, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
As we go to your calls and thoughts, it's Terry in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Terry.
Well, hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple things I'd like to say, if that's okay. And
that's okay.
I'll hang up and listen to you respond.
Well, we like to have a conversation, so I mean, I'd prefer you stick around so we can talk to you about whatever.
I would love to do that. Yeah,
okay.
I would love to do that.
So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm obviously a conservative.
Okay.
I'm a Christian. I believe the Bible is the infallible word of God. And the way I'm talking.
Oh, no. I really wanted to hear what Terry had to say, and unfortunately, her cell phone has just gone to the crapper. I'm going to put her on hold here, and we'll see if we can get her back. Maybe she'll get into a better cell. So, Terry, stand by. We're going to try you again. But first, let's go to Scott. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Scott. Uh-oh. Scott?
How are you doing?
There you are. All right. Welcome. Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, there are certain phrases that enter the lexicon. I'm calling about campus freedom.
Okay.
You know, there's, you know, we got to pass it before we know what's in it. And then there was the, this free, there's this, safe space on this campus. And
mm-hmm.
there's this female professor, when the press was trying to exercise their First Amendment rights, and she said, you know, we need to get some muscle over here. You recall that phrase?
Are we talking about the Berkeley protests?
No, we're not.
What are you
I think
about?
This might have been Missouri.
I think I know
I'm
what video he's talking about.
I have no clue what video he's talking about. I do know
okay.
the whole we've got to pass it to see what's in it thing.
Like they had a safe space and they had it like
we
in the middle
to get
of the
some
yard.
Muscle over here to remove a member of the press. This is a female professor trying to disregard that. I'm calling about Milo. Milo is a conservative, correct?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about the man.
Okay. As I understand it, he's a conservative. He espouses conservative views, and he's gay.
Yeah.
From
you know
the
that
headlines
part?
Of things he's written, I think he's a conservative.
Okay.
I haven't actually read any of his work.
Okay.
Well,
here's
the deal. He's a conservative gay man. And in my opinion, in February 2017, the whole gay debate in the U.S. is over. The
I sure
gay,
hope so.
Well, it's not going to be over.
Well,
it's legally settled, but it's not, the debate is not over.
What's the debate?
All right.
Whether or not they're
well,
good people, whether
right.
or not they
Let
exist.
Me... All right.
I mean, anybody who's
All
ever
right.
actually, like, talked to a gay person
All
would
right.
probably know they're a good person, because most of the ones I've met
All
have been
right.
pretty
That's
good folks.
I know they exist.
Go ahead, Scott.
Oh. Okay. I think
you okay there, bud?
The gay side won. And
why does there have to be a side?
Because there's a fight.
Please.
Who's
the
fighting?
Fight?
Who's fighting here? What are the sides?
Well, you know, oh, come on, guys. Are you,
have you been drinking tonight?
Okay, well, there's the one side who thinks that gay people should have equal rights to other people, and there's the other side who thinks that they shouldn't. Those are the two
yes,
guys.
Yes, and I think basically and that gay people have equal rights, and that's been established by the Supreme Court in just about every regard in this country. So my point is...
And does that make you sad?
No. No. Why would you interject that, sir? Please let me speak. My point
I'm
is
just trying
Milo
to figure out what
gay.
The point of
He's
this
getting
call
to his
is.
Point, he says.
Then
so.
Let me speak. He's
You've been
a
speaking.
Gay man with, who's conservative,
yeah.
And he's a threat to the left because he's gay and he's conservative. And that goes against everything they,
you're saying
they,
that the, let me see if I can follow you here, because you're a little disjointed. You know, it is Saturday night. You're probably having a little bit of fun down there in Charleston. So what you're saying is that because he's gay, that shows that not all gay people are liberal, and so therefore
right.
The liberals are angry, and they're destroying things. They're having a little temper tantrum because they thought they had a monopoly on all the gay people.
Very good, very good.
Okay. All right, I figured it out.
Thank you, Scott. He's a threat.
Thanks for the call. He's a threat to the liberal movement, and that's why they're destroying things.
Well, to some extent he is, because assuming he is a conservative, which is what his headlines lead me to believe that I've never actually clicked on, then they can't. That proves that they can't say we're looking out for all the gay people, all the women, all the whatever people.
Right, because they don't like this guy.
Right. Then that kind of ruins their argument, which is kind of a weird argument anyway.
So, and it also shows that they're not as tolerant as they would like you to believe.
Right, so they kind of have to get rid of the... that sounds a little bit more extreme than I mean it, but, you know, kind of push over the evidence, you know, sweep it under the rug or whatever, that they're not the voice of all gay people, all women,
right.
All black people,
well,
all whatever.
Well, doesn't
people.
The fact that log cabin Republicans exist also equally prove that, you know, not all gay people are liberals?
Yeah, I would agree with you, but have they gotten the press that Milo has? Have they gotten the attention, the reaction?
In previous years, they've gotten press. I don't know of any, you know, quote-unquote riots that have happened because log cabin Republicans existed.
I would say the level of at least acknowledgement in the press.
And I also don't know how many people that are members of log cabin Republicans consider themselves to be members of the alt-right, and how many are, you know, editors at Breitbart think that the fact that they're a gay conservative immigrant means that they can get away with anything.
Let's talk to Hubert in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Hubert.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. What I wanted to discuss with you was my opinion of the difference between liberal and conservative.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. In my opinion, if you look at when you apply a little bit of lotion that you buy from the grocery store, from the drugstore, and it says apply liberally, that means apply a little tiny bit. If it, excuse me, it means apply quite a bit. But if it says apply conservatively, it means apply a little tiny bit. So,
great call, Hubert. Thanks for straightening that out for us. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition. As we continue with you, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts where Max is on the line in New Jersey. He's been waiting patiently. Go ahead, Max.
Hi. I'm a Bitcoin enthusiast. But excellent. I just wanted to make a quick remark about a previous caller, though, something you
sure.
said.
Yeah.
That this is not a Christian, or this was a Christian nation, and I want to say this is not a Christian nation. It's supposed to be a free nation, but since freedom and government are oxymorons, it makes sense why people have such silly views, and I think we should get rid of all borders and all governments. But what right I on. Actually wanted to talk about was Jax.
Jax, but before you do, yeah. just you know, for a point of clarification, Amendment 1 to the U.S. Constitution thingy says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, meaning that you know this cannot be officially any type of religious nation. Secondly, Congress shall not prohibit the free exercise thereof. So again, you're spot on.
Yeah, unfortunately, many people don't believe that, but...
Correct.
Yes. But the thing with Jax, and I'm not downing Jax. I just since I'm a Bitcoin enthusiast, I just want to
before you go on, just so people know what you mean, they might think you're talking about the children's game. Jax is a Bitcoin wallet. It is one of a myriad of different free Bitcoin wallets that people can download. It happens to be the official wallet of Free Talk Live, which you can download for free at jaxx.io. So go ahead with your comments.
Correct. Yeah, well, there have been some bugs that have gone on with Jax with some people in their systems. Like, I downloaded it for my Linux on the desktop, and I ran into a problem where when I deposited Bitcoin into it, it would only allow me to send 2% of it out. There was something buggy all about the whole thing. I tried fixing it through all their help things and support tickets and everything. I just wanted to let people know that these are honest people. They're not trying to rip people off or anything. And if you encounter a bug or something like that and you don't want to wait for support, you can very easily export the private keys of the wallet that Bitcoin came in, and you can take it right out into any other wallet you want, which is what I did. So I didn't get, you know, they didn't take any of my Bitcoin or anything. I just want people to know that, you know, they're working out bugs, and it's not because they're doing anything bad or wrong. As a matter of fact, the application looks fantastic.
Yeah, it is a nice looking app, and I've had similar experiences with there was some bugs. For me, it was many months ago when I encountered it with the Android platform, and I reported them, and they were helpful. You're right. The way Bitcoin works is those private keys are good for any wallet that would allow you to import a private key. So, yeah, you can.
And Jax doesn't hide those. You can freely open them up. And so if there was a problem with you moving the money out, you can easily move it out that way. In case people didn't know that.
Thanks for the recommendation and the advice, Max. I appreciate it. And there is a competitive marketplace, and there's some really good wallets out there as well. I use more than one personally, and Jax is one of the ones that I have on my phone right now. Hey, thanks for the call tonight.
I actually do too, and Jax is one of them as well.
Yeah, I like Jax, especially because it's got the multiple currency aspect to it, which most Bitcoin wallets do not have. So if I want to hold on to...
Yeah, I love the shapeshift.
Oh, yeah, and the shapeshift, which is built right in, which allows you to shift from one currency to another. Yeah. Max, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
All right,
And thanks for waiting so long there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to go and get Jax, it is cross-platform. It's on Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, iOS, browser plugins for Firefox, Chrome. So there's a bunch of different ways you can have this installed, and you can have access to your Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies all in one place, or in more than one place. You can have it on your laptop, you can have it on your desktop, you can have it on your smartphone, and it's super convenient. And again, it is easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. So go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, as we continue where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. It's Don listening in Indianapolis. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Daryl.
Good evening, everyone.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, just I have a question. So,
yes, sir.
This is coming from the whole frustration around the emails, around the disclaimer. But it really doesn't have anything to do with her. What I wanted to back up was, it seemed that instead of her being on the hot seat, that it should have been the CIA or Homeland Security who should have been on the hot seat, because why did they even allow a server that's not a government-registered server, if you will, for that high-level classified people to even be used by someone? And my analogy is this. I work on the campus of Butler University, and I can be anywhere in the United States, access my email, send emails, but it all has to route through the Butler University server. So, you know, if she wanted to be at her home, why didn't they just set up a server that they themselves, mainly because they are Homeland Security, would want to make sure that it's secure for classified information back in the first place?
Well, I would say it's because they're incompetent. Usually when you're dealing with governments, that's what you're dealing with, is incompetence. And, you know, that's not to say that they can't get some things done or solve a crime every now and then. But, you know, if government drops the ball, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody.
be okay. Because it just seemed like they had the wrong person in the hot seat.
Well, I mean, they do that, too. And from all the way up to all the way down, they don't necessarily go after who they should logically on any given issue. I mean, this isn't really a surprise that governments are doing things the wrong way.
And I don't know if it was so much the fact that Hillary had a private server and more of the fact that Hillary was not being transparent about the emails that were going through her private server.
Hmm.
Well, sure, there was some of that after it all happened. However, it may never ever have happened if it would have been a tighter security to begin with.
Well, I heard something on the radio, I think it was this morning or might have been yesterday, where they were talking about somebody in the Trump administration is running a private server. And, of course, the Republicans aren't up in arms about it because they're saying, well, the ethics rules allow this, but there's this level of transparency that's supposed to happen.
Well, now, even if they had, you know, fixed up her server or made sure she didn't run this private server, that wouldn't have affected the Clinton Foundation emails, right? Didn't those come from a different server?
I don't know if it was all being run through the same server or not, but
yeah, I don't know
still,
either.
Even if it was a government-run server, the absolutely horrible things that were being said by Hillary and members of the Democratic Party
should
still have come under scrutiny when they talked about the so-called taco vote.
Well, but what I was going to say was even if they had moved her State Department or whatever emails back into the government's email system, they wouldn't be. The government's not going to run the server for the Clinton Foundation.
Correct.
So that would have to be run outside of the government, which would mean that, you know, again, it would have been hacked, and all of those emails from John Podesta, the tens of thousands that WikiLeaks released, those still would have come out, and those had some pretty embarrassing things in it. So ultimately, it wouldn't have solved her problem, and I don't think the emails made or broke her campaign. It definitely hurt her, no doubt about it, but I think she had already lost whatever status that she had with people over all the years of being just a scumbag politician.
Right. My call wasn't going down the campaign route at all. It was just really about the protocol of giving a federal employee, limited access, especially if you were going to do classified information.
I see where you're coming from. Don, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty of time for you to join us here, and you can take control of these airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Coming up here, we got other stuff that we can certainly talk about, but your calls come first, including since somebody brought up the immigration situation, I do have the story about the nationwide sweep where hundreds were arrested, which they're calling routine. And that's scary enough. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portable ExpandableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can always join us here toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, although right now phones are loaded up. The number's 855-450-FREE. Hey, if you can't get in on the phones, you can always get in on Skype. I don't know if Skype has a maximum number of callers, but we usually don't have more than 1 to 3 on Skype at any given time. So you can always call in on Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. And you'll sound better than you would if you called us on the regular phones. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And, of course, if you appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live, talking about liberty 7 nights a week. Yeah, that's right. We do this show 7 nights a week. Now, whether or not we're on your local station all 7 nights is another question. But we're always trying to spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we can, as well as the ideas of peace. And that's the mission here on Free Talk Live. If you support that and you want to see us get on more radio stations, we've got over 160 right now. We can have 200, 300. That's possible. It's well within the range of possibility. But it takes effort. It takes time. It takes money. And so we've got the AMP program that is available to you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Whether you're listening to us on the radio or online, if you value this show, yeah, you can listen for free. We got the podcast. We got downloadable archives. You're listening on the radio. It's all free. All the ways of listening to Free Talk Live will cost you nothing. But it does cost us to put this show on, and it does cost us to appropriately and effectively market this program. So if you want to help us with that, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks. You'll get access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly podcast, the AmpOnly Facebook group, which is really a great Facebook group. There's not a lot of great Facebook groups, but that's one of them. And you can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Bitcoin right there at amp.freetalklive.com. We certainly appreciate it. Ampamp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Let's go first to, I believe we got Nick in New Jersey listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Go ahead, Nick.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. Go ahead.
Yes, as you know, and everybody else knows, since President Trump got in here, the nation is truly divided. And
it was divided before Trump got elected.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. It's really come to a head. My point is this: for it to unite back again, we've seen after the trade centers were attacked, the terrorist attacks on 9/11, how the nation seemed to pull together as one. Will it take that again to happen here in the United
States? Okay, well, I mean, it's pretty easy.
Thousands of people die, and then will they unite together, the people, or will they blame it on Trump? Putting this thing in to keep the people out from those other countries.
It's pretty easy to get people to unite for like a week, especially if you scare them real bad. There was no real unity there. It was
it was an illusion.
Scared, maybe fighting a common enemy for a while, maybe not. And also
temporary alliance.
Right, and is unity something that we should strive for its own sake? I don't see why.
Yeah, I think we need to have more division. I think we need to have people split up. I think we need to see California and Texas and New Hampshire and Vermont all secede from the United States, Hawaii, Alaska. I mean, as many states as possible, end this this United States and have different states out there running their, you know, their governments differently and try experiments and see what works and see what doesn't. I think that would be the best way rather than this false unity.
Well, we already know what doesn't work, and that's the federal government,
no doubt. Nick?
Yeah, well, hey, like I said, let the states take over. What's that, like Articles of Confederation there?
What
do you call that when
really?
each state does its thing?
That would be secession. That would be independence for the states, secession from the United States, dissolving the idea of the United States, and just having different countries come out of those states. Maybe it wouldn't be 50 different countries. Maybe some would join into a larger landmass, but it would be some amount of them.
And then, you know, California could wind up being 6 different countries. Texas could wind up being several.
It could. Hey, Nick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, I think I had a question for Daryl.
Sure, he's right here.
It pertains to the soup that the leaders have put us down, these despots and these powers. And, you know, I kind of call them demonic leaders. And I think that all these aliens that they're allowing in from Mexico and Middle East and so forth that are really putting our country at risk is because of the past leadership that has allowed it. And now we've got this big mess and in constitutional crisis because they're over here and all this riot.
Well, what kind of mess are you talking about?
Huh?
Which what kind of mess are you talking about from
this
immigrants?
This soup of aliens that come over here.
Alien and soup, Daryl. Come on.
I didn't used to have neighbors and people that were criminals and undocumented, and I didn't used to witness people who are not citizens a vote. And these kind of things.
How do you know that people who you're watching vote aren't citizens? And you might have not had neighbors that were undocumented before, but you definitely had neighbors that were criminals before.
Yeah, I got a neighbor who cut off his father's head. But the thing of it is that this world is getting better.
And your neighbor that decapitated his father, he went to prison, correct?
Okay, you guys both talked over each other. What was that, Daryl?
The caller said that his neighbor decapitated his father. I said that neighbor went to prison, correct?
Yeah, but you're missing my point. You're looking at the window. I'm trying to give you a bigger picture. The problem is as the leaderships that we've had, and now that we're trying to solve the problem, and we voted somebody in who's got a solution, everybody's against it.
His solution is a police state.
What's been going on all along has not been right.
The solution, and I don't even like using that term, the proposal is to create a police state that winds up basically turning everybody into criminals, whether you are actually, you know, harming anyone or not, and that's not a good solution.
Yeah.
A good solution would to be, you know, to allow people.
I mean, if you don't like to use the word solution because of Germany, I understand that. But you know what? I think
no,
that we need
another
perspective on this thing and what we're doing in this country, a perspective from the angels.
No,
wait, the Hell's Angels?
And people aren't talking about the angels watching us and how we're behaving.
And how would we get there? How would we get privy to their perspective?
Well, it seems like it's all over TV. You've got Martians, and you've got Men in Black, and you've got all these other aliens. It seems to me that somebody could conjure up something, and it'd probably be a whole lot more realistic, too.
Well, I mean,
because I do believe that angels are watching us.
I don't know if this is an elaborate prank call.
No, it's not an elaborate prank call. I'm trying to give you a different perspective. We see everything from our perspective.
Okay, right, so assuming that there are angels who are both watching us and care what we do, I don't understand how we would get access to their opinions of what we should do.
Probably read the Bible, probably pray.
You could read
because
the Quran.
I think a lot of people think that they're Christians and they're going to church.
There's not a lot of opinions of angels in the Bible, though.
Have you read it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just good. But I've read the Quran. And
in the
that's...
Quran, too, they talk about Jen. But
well, right, and the Quran was actually delivered ostensibly by the angel Gabriel to Muhammad.
The false angel Gabriel, yeah. But,
false.
But the thing of it is that, you know, we're all talking from our perspective, and we're eventually going to have to give an account for our actions to a higher power. And I firmly believe that.
So do you think that
for the flag in the country and claim this country for America, Christ and God.
Didn't he land somewhere south of the United States?
Yeah, he wasn't in the States.
He landed in the Bahamas and thought that he found India, and he may have planted a flag, but it was a Spanish flag, even though he was Italian.
Yeah, that's correct, and he kneeled down too. But he also believed in God, and I have.
And
I
he also slaughtered some of the natives
and
took others back as slaves.
Dedicated their children, dedicated their land
Mark,
to God and their states.
Mark, I know you got a lot to say here, man, but I got a question for you. What is it that God would say about treating the poor, the unwashed masses?
He would not say, go to the government and get everything that you can from the government and they will take care of you.
Well, right, there is a lot of anti-government stuff in the Bible.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it.
I am saying that.
In the book of Leviticus, there is a passage that says, the foreigners residing among you must be treated as native-born. Mm. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt.
That was the answer I was looking for. Thank you, Daryl. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And thank you, Melanie, for joining us here. We've got an hour to go. Plenty of time for you to join us. Melanie's got to go, unfortunately. But she'll be back Monday night, probably, on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the spring flooring kickoff sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.